featuring today this music from Jazz Flavored Vocals, which is by a relatively new group called Live to Sing, which is formed by the breast cancer community. But you're going to hear in a moment a great tune from a CD called The Life and Times of Destiny Quibble. Destiny Quibble, a.k.a. Cynthia Herring, or is it the other way around?
Oh, both of them sound great. Hi, good morning.
Cynthia is a new friend of mine, thanks to our mutual pal, Zay Smith, who I remember when Zay used to write it. Zay and I are great friends and were colleagues at the Sun-Times some time ago. And in the fascinating little, what do they call these, liner notes? What
is booklet. They got a
little booklet that comes with Symphony / Destiny's new 29-year retrospective. Zay has a great anecdote where he walked back in the office, I'm assuming from lunch with me and Roger yeah. Simon, and there's a message saying, Destiny called. Why did you call, Zay?
Zay was very important in street performance in the legalization effort.
You were vastly important in that, too. Cindy, you were playing on the street here.
Exactly. And I was thinking back, for some reason, most of the time I was actually in the subways. For some reason, I liked down around Washington, Chicago State. And I loved the resonance. And I actually learned to sing in a high-powered way, because when the trains would come, I wanted to keep the song going. So I'd try to sing over the volume of the
But the powers that be did not, they were not interested in having you singing downstairs. Or anywhere, for that matter. What was that about, do you think, in the early days of that? Do you think that the
That was a shock.
Yeah.
Because I'm originally from Iowa, but when I first started performing on the streets, it was in New York City. I lived in Vermont, and I went to New York City. I was a poet, went to poetry readings, started writing songs. And then the actual performance thing came in Greenwich Village, Staten Island Ferry.
Which some, you know, New York is certainly having a better tradition, wouldn't you say, of street performance than Chicago had at the time.
That's what I discovered. That was the shock. So when I came here, I was playing with a violinist, Dave Smith, classical violinist. Sometimes I'd play on my own, again, subways. But the shock was, why are they going to arrest us? If you don't stop playing, we'll have to take you in. And I actually wasn't arrested, but a number of my friends were. We were a community.
You really were.
Yeah, performances were a community. We were a little family. Maybe the family's bigger now. It's been some years. But at that time, it really bothered me that people could be arrested and treated. Actually, they were treated badly at the time. Now, it's probably changed.
I'm not sure.
I hope so.
I'm not sure. One of the things about street performers in general is that, like any art form, not all are good. And you find that now. But the joy of it is that they're all available. And if someone's not good, all you need do is walk 10 feet away. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I think it is one of the things that enriches a community. And you must. Of course you must.
Huge. Some of my favorite artists, Billie Holiday, Louis Armstrong, Tracy Chapman, Skip James. I mean, they were street performers. And so there's actually a musical history from the streets.
Sure.
And anybody who's performed on the streets knows it's a very raw and real experience. You're out there. I mean, for me as a performer, it was a huge way of getting immediate feedback. Either they like you or they don't.
Right. And you do know immediately whether they like you or not.
Right.
I mean, it's not a matter of giving money either. It's not all a matter of tossing a dollar in. It's the attention span of the people listening, true?
Exactly. And I was a street performer in the late 70s, and then I was here in the early 80s. And Zay Smith came into it when I had a copyright infringement on a band name. And Rob Winbrandt at Jenner and Block at the time. He said he would take up this cause. I was telling him that I was being threatened with arrest. Friends of mine had been arrested. And he said, well, let me work on that case.
What was the charge? Public nuisance?
Yes, that's
horrible.
I know. At the time, I thought, what could it be? And I know they said panhandling or whatever. But we were playing music. And many of us, you know, in my case, I took it seriously. I was excited about music. I was a songwriter. I wanted to sing my own songs.
Cynthia Herring, Destiny / Destiny Quibble. That's her. I'm not even going to call it your stage name. That's kind of your street name.
Well, it's my stage name, too. I released records.
Oh, I know. But the quality, if memory serves, of musicians on the street at the time was probably vastly better than, because now anybody can play if you have a guitar. My memory is that the vast majority were very, very serious musicians. True?
Excellent musicians. For example, on my CD, it opens with the violin in the subway. That's Dave Smith, classically trained, incredible musician. And when I started out in Harvard Square in Cambridge, I played with some of the best musicians. In fact, that's part of the camaraderie of street performers.
There are some, and you're hinting at it, some performers who almost would rather, it's a challenge, but would rather play on the street than in a nightclub. Is that true?
I think so. I think that's a very humbling experience. It's a big ego buster. People walk right past. They don't like it.
Sure.
But one of the things for me, quite honestly, I played on the streets and in the subways, like I say, here in Chicago. I seem to love the intimacy of the subways. But I did want to play in clubs, and I did want to move on and get some recordings and opportunities. So I got to be an opening act, and that came from years of experience playing on the streets.
Yeah.
Then after opening act, I think we made $50 for the show, and there were four of us.
Do you remember where?
I played at Cubby Bear,
yeah,
Misfits,
sure.
Fitzgerald's, a lot of great places.
Yeah, there are some great
places. Had one
show
at Park West because it was a benefit for abused women at the time. One of my songs on the CD was written for that.
Well, the CD is a lovely piece of work. You can get it a variety of places. You can go to worldnationgroup.com. That's a good place to explore the other things Cynthia is doing, and we'll explore that after the commercial break. But the little 20-some page booklet discussing your career and with all these lovely pictures is a fascinating look at your career. I wonder, your lovely mom is sitting in here,
mm-hmm.
and I'm wondering when you call your mind, what are you doing now, honey? Well, I'm playing in the subway, Mom. What was this? This may not be what parents want. It would be okay if my little daughter ever did that. But many parents would say, oh, honey, get a regular job. Was she supportive to you? She certainly seems to be now.
My parents have always been supportive. My father was a musician, actually, and my mother was from Preston, Iowa. Dad was from California, and they met when she went out to visit her Aunt Gladys. And I think my father's listening today down in Florida. He just celebrated his 84th birthday.
Oh, good for him.
And a few months back, we went in the studio, and he sang a song, I Don't Know Why I Love You Like I Do.
Oh.
And we surprised my mother for their 59th anniversary. So she knew a little bit about music and how important it was, and I explained to her why I was doing it. And she always said to me that great Henry David Thoreau quote about advancing confidently in the direction of your dreams.
Nah.
And so she was always saying, go for it, go for it. So I have a lot of support.
When did you leave Chicago and why?
Chicago, let's see, I was here 82 to 88, and I went to India, actually, for 3 months, and I got interested in meditation, yoga. I've always been interested in different countries and cultures.
Yeah.
And I came back, and actually, I couldn't continue doing exactly what I did before, which is called change, growth.
nothing wrong with it. Yeah, it's called change and growth.
Yeah, and I had a duo at the time, Scheherazade. Another woman and I played as Scheherazade, and we were kind of excited that we could play all the instruments. The two of us make like a band sound.
Oh, how neat.
And then I ended up going back to my home state of Iowa, and that's when I started working with children. And as you know, I've done some recordings with children.
You've done a ton of recording for children. We're going to play, before we go to commercial break, just one of the, there are 21 songs on this, most of them written by you.
Yes.
I'm going to play one that is not written by you because I think it's a great example of your talent, and it also makes it so much more accessible to people like, who is this
woman?
I used to hear her play on the street. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is Destiny Quibble / Cynthia Herring.
When this old world starts getting me down, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. All the roof, it's peaceful as can. tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and beat, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet. I get away from the hustling crowd and all the rat race noise down in the street.
Version of that beautiful song from The Life and Times of Destiny Quibble. We'll take a little commercial break. We'll continue talking to Destiny, and I will have her tell you where you can. You can go to a site called worldnationgroup.com, but Destiny/Cynthia and I want you to go to a record store. We're going to tell you where you can go today, what record store to buy that CD. We'll be right back. Featuring the music of the Live to Sing Community Chorus. We'll be in here about 8:40 to talk about what they do. But now I have Destiny Quibble / Cynthia Herring in here. The Life and Times of Destiny Quibble is the CD with a wonderful book, small little 24-page book with photos about her career, which goes from being a street performer in Chicago, and her life and career were saved by her mutual friend Zay Smith, among others, when he wrote stories about the movement, the activism to get street performers legalized. They used to just be hassled to death by the police. Cynthia, where can people get the CD if they are willing to leave their homes, which I think people should?
Sure. In the Chicago area, it's available at Valhalla in Oak Park.
One of the great store. It's a record store, yes. Ladies and gentlemen. A record store. And Val is one of the great people on this planet. You really should go there.
And then we have downtown Chicago Reckless Records on the north side, Women and Children First. And over in Moline, Illinois, and I know we've got some people listening. That's
sure.
My hometown area, actually Davenport, at Co-op Records in Moline. CD Baby is the internet site, but I'd like to send people to the local stores.
Your story is a fascinating one, and you, after the street performing and after going to India, you started getting involved with children, correct?
Exactly, yes. That's my work with World Nation. I had been working with kids in the schools from different countries, different cultures. So that's ESOL, English to Speakers of Other Languages.
Yeah.
And I actually saw kids being pulled into gangs and being used because they were young to commit crimes because they wouldn't end up in jail, and it was very upsetting. It's kind of like when you see something wrong, you want to do something to change
yeah.
it. Same with street performance. So
sure.
I started a culture club. I got them singing songs in different languages. I sing in about 16 languages.
Wow.
And our first recording, World Nation, was with Iowa, Illinois kids, many from Muscatine, Iowa, and songs in 9 languages, Chinese, Japanese, Russian, Swahili, and...
You were in Peru.
Yes.
What were you doing in Peru?
Well, that was a wonderful opportunity. I have a very good friend, longtime friend, Katia Valdeos, and she's actually doubling as a videographer, and now I refer to her as my manager. My mother's my manager, too, but you kind of have a little fun with it. But she's from Peru, and because of that friendship, she always invites me, and I always go when I can.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
I save up these miles so I can fly with these airline miles. And I got to spend some time with her family and different people. I got to go to Mancora Beach, Peru, in the north, up near Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
And I highly recommend it to all your listeners because you can go out and ride horses on the beach.
A new vacation spot for you, WGN.
Yeah,
WGN
Mancora
listeners.
Beach.
Well, Cynthia's mom was in here saying that how excited she was to be in the WGN studios because she listened to Wally Phillips. And
Yeah,
there's a pull, this station, on people. But you got to be very proud of your kid, too, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's giving the okay sign. And you, too, Cynthia, have to be... There have been an amazing number of awards in your career, and it's ongoing, of course, and I think there may be even more to come. But from your activism to get street performers legalized to the work you're doing with kids now and this brand-new CD, The Life and Times of Destiny Quibble, you must be pretty pleased.
I feel pretty good about this. It was also a tribute to all the musicians, the engineers. I mean, I think there were 40 musicians, 12 engineers, and about 80 children represented, because, for example, there are three songs that feature different children's groups I worked with. The second one was actually in Parker, Arizona, Native American children, and we went to Hollywood, and there's a song, Walking in a Memory, that they were involved in.
Well, you're a very, very talented songwriter. Up on the Roof is not one of your tunes, but they're mostly original tunes on this CD, and a lot of the money from this mm-hmm. is going to...
The last song on this CD is called Don't You Let Your Baby Down, and that was actually inspired by a little boy 5 years old when I went to see him at a school, and he kept talking about his father, and then I found out his father was in prison. So I was really upset, bothered, and
sure.
I went home and wrote the song. You know, you get your emotions out through music, and I... That song is dedicated to all children who have a mother or father in prison. And a portion of the profits from this, 10%, will go to meditation programs for prisoners.
You're a remarkable person. I have to thank my friend Zay Smith for first introducing me to you in print and then kind of facilitating this meeting and plus getting to meet your mom and your pal here who's videoing. It's a remarkable career, and the arc of it, and the arc is going up, which is always, always a good thing.
Oh, thank you.
It's a great thing to meet you face to face. You know, I may have met you like in the subway many, many years ago, but you never remember those kind of things. I just remember the music. Destiny Quibble / Cynthia Herring, a Iowa kid who has done great things for the arts. Every time you owe her a little bow, every time you come across some street performer in Chicago who excites you or entertains you, it's due to you. And Zay. Pleasure to meet you. Pleasure to meet your mom and your pal, and we'll be right back.